Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fix Yourself Handbook's weekly podcast. I'm Foster Giro, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Prepare yourself for the most exciting journey of your life. The process way of life creates one of the most exciting and wonderful life journeys, and yours is about to begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and that's because so much of the Fix Yourself Handbook's promotional campaign has just really taken off. In the past 2 months, I've done about 30 new interviews, and we've started a radio program, which airs once a month on a Thursday on Healthy Life Net Radio. It's the second Thursday of each month at noon Eastern Time, so drop by and give a listen. The other exciting news is that we're turning the Fix Yourself Handbook into an audiobook. That's in the process right now and should be finished somewhere around the middle of July, with the upload coming probably near the end of July. So for all you non-readers, there's an alternative now, and you can get the Fix Yourself Handbook as an audiobook. That'll be on Amazon and all the usual audiobook carriers. I've also been doing a lot of overseas interviews, most recently in Greece, India, Australia, and out of the country in Canada. And on one yet more interesting note, we've been applying the Fix Yourself Handbook to businesses and corporations worldwide who are now beginning to use the program as they deal with the transition in the way they're working with their employees. Those of you who have been with me for a while know that the goal of the program was to apply it everywhere and to anyone. So it's really nice to be seeing that it's being embraced by so many different venues. So with all of that out of the way, let's get to today's topic. Since the beginning of the year, we've been hearing a ton of people talk about the new normal and what it's supposed to be. Of course, as usual, no one knows what that is. So today I'm going to talk about something just a little bit off that mark, and that's creating your own normal. This isn't something that's just coming out of the pandemic. This is something you should be doing all of your life anyway. One of the hardest things for any human being to do is to follow the crowd. It's hard because people judge. It's hard because you're constantly feeling like you're out of step, and it's hard because the crowd usually doesn't know where they're going. So there you are trying to follow along, and no one knows where we're going or how we're getting there. So as we're coming out of the pandemic, let's talk about how you can create a normal that is good for you. Keep in mind that we're all individuals. We all, for the most part, process information the same way, but there are little tweaks that we all have that are different from everyone else. That's why when we try to follow the crowd, we always seem to be a little out of step, because again, there's no definite way the crowd is working. So that makes it very difficult for us to follow along. Also, and you may note this while you're trying to follow along, you're doing so, but there's always a little bit of anxiety involved because you're not really sure that you want to follow along. That starts when we're young with that peer pressure thing, and it doesn't leave us as we get into adulthood. Now, there's nothing wrong with being in step. We just don't want to lose our individual identity in the process. We want to be able to say, well, maybe that's not for me, so I'll just skip this one. That can also create some anxiety because we know we're out of step and we're wondering if everyone else thinks we are too. I'll let you in on a little secret here. No one else cares. They're so busy keeping their heads down and watching to make sure they're in step that they have no concern whatsoever if you are. So try to keep this in mind as we move forward. Let's take a look at the goals you might want when you're creating your new normal. And we're calling it that just to get the program going. What you're really doing is creating the person you want to be. The first goal of this program should be to give you an identity of your own. That doesn't mean you have to separate yourself from the rest of humanity. It simply means that as a member of humanity, you know who you are and you have an identity that makes you feel good about yourself. Let's keep in mind that we're all members of a social order. So with that membership comes all the rights and responsibilities. So it's not that we're going to exclude ourselves from that. We're not going off the grid here. What we're going to do is simply establish a personal way of living that makes us feel good about ourselves. The nice thing about that is when it occurs, we're a little bit better at making those decisions about who in the crowd we follow, how far, and in what direction. And that, of course, is what we call being strong on the inside. The next thing the program should do is help you be productive. There should be things in your life you want to do, places you want to go. There should be those accomplishments you've always wanted to make. So a good program keeps you strong enough and focused enough to move in those directions. This is often one of the big problems when you're following the crowd. You have a tendency to abandon those things that are important to you because you make following the crowd and that membership in the crowd, that whole social order thing, so important that you have a tendency to back off from your own goals. So we want to keep our membership active, but on the other hand, we want to reserve the right to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and the way we want to do it. It's kind of a marriage between keeping yourself socially connected while on the other hand remaining an individual. The last component of a program is probably one of the most important. It's a goal. It's a kind of what happens when you perform the first two. If you are, in fact, being a person who has your own identity and you are being productive, then you're getting a lot of the things you need in your life. It's important then to turn those outward to help other people. That last component says that we should be socially minded in a capacity which says we are there to be in service of other people. What this does for us is keep us from becoming isolated and a little bit off the grid, keeps the social order intact, keeps us as an individual, but has us connected socially in a fashion that always has us moving for the greater good. And that's really important. So the question is, how do you start the process of moving in a direction that you can create yourself, that you can be the person you want to be? The key word, again, is process. This program of yours is going to unfold over a period of time. It's a process. It's a lifelong journey. It is dynamic, and it will change over time. So again, how do we start it? It's actually pretty simple, since you have the text right in front of you. In the first chapter of the Fix Yourself Handbook, I advise all of you to take life off autopilot. Another way to define autopilot is following the crowd. It's trying to find that new normal, you know, riding someone else's wave or following someone else's parade. Somewhere along the line, you've got to stop doing that and then begin to look in a direction that will make sense for you. So, step one, take your brain off autopilot. Stop blindly following the crowd and begin to make some decisions. These do not have to be monumental decisions. They don't even have to be decisions that are designed to change your life. They just have to be decisions that engage your brain enough to be a decision maker and make decisions based upon good information. That is information that's good for you. Step two, obviously, you hear me say this all the time, slow down. There's an interesting component about that following the crowd to find the new normal, that autopilot I talk about, and that's that it all happens fast and without much thought. Poor decision making and following the crowd are always the result of a mind going too fast. Slow down a little bit, give yourself enough time to look at information, and you'll begin to make good decisions. If you're following along in the book, you know that the next thing I'm going to say is to get your emotions out of this. As you take your life off autopilot, you're going to feel like you're disengaging a bit from that flow, that societal flow. And right away, you're going to say, oh boy, what's everyone thinking about me? I'm out of step. I'm not feeling so good. A little anxiety is going to come. Don't worry about that. That's a very temporary issue. What's going to happen is, as you take your emotions out of it, you're not going to be reacting so much to not being in the flow. Now, all of a sudden, you start looking at information. Your brain is engaged a little better because your emotions aren't overriding it. You're making some good decisions, and something interesting happens. Since you're making decisions based on good information, you have actually begun to establish a direction for your life, something that was not there before and cannot be there while you're following the crowd. Now you're making choices, you're making good decisions, and you have a direction. Guess what those other people who are following the crowd start to do? They start to follow you. Why? Because you have a direction. So really, people, don't worry about disengaging and being out of step. Remember, what we're doing here is giving you something to establish your own identity, to be more productive, and eventually to be a helper. One of the first ways you're going to help other people is to be your own person, to know that direction, to know where you're going and what choices you need to make, because that actually puts them in a position to be following someone who is looking at good information and is making good decisions. It's interesting to see this whole program unravel. Now, those of you who have read the book or have heard me talk know that I went just a little out of sequence here, because now I'm going to introduce a component that's a little more difficult, and that's why I didn't bring it into now. You know that one of the first components of the process way of life is to be brutally honest with yourself. That's a little difficult in this situation since we have that social factor involved. So now we're going to introduce it. We already have that information component in place. You slowed down, you got your intellect into the game, and now you're starting to make good decisions. Now you can look at those decisions, be honest with yourself, and say, do I really want to do these things? Am I doing all these things for the right reasons? Should I stop doing some of these things? And you get to be very honest with yourself, because that next component, that being honest, that's going to set the stage for how you continue on being your own person. You see, it's impossible to be your own person and not be honest with yourself. Keep in mind that your life is a journey. It will continue to evolve. Things will continue to change. So having this program, this process way of doing things, as we're talking about in today's podcast, is exactly what you need to continue to go forward, because life will continue to happen. Things will begin to change, and you will be consistently tested by that parade that likes to run its own route. And since we know that you're going to be tested, let's introduce yet one more component that keeps you doing what you need to be doing as an individual, and that's keeping your life in the moment. Focus on your life one day at a time, one moment at a time. As things are introduced, slow down, get your intellect into the game, look at the information, and make decisions each and every time that parade wants to suck you in. We're talking about conscious decisions, things you have to think about. And in order to think about those conscious decisions, you've got to slow it down and you've got to remain in today. So the question would be, based on what's going on in my life today and this new change that seems to be challenging me, do I want to go in that direction or do I not? Let me look at the information. Let me do this slowly, because nothing has to happen right away. And then let me make a decision for myself that makes some sense. This brings us to the next process you can use to help you strengthen this forward movement. That is, have fun with what you're doing. I've talked about this in the book many, many times. If you're going to make life changes, embrace those changes. Don't make creating yourself a chore. Have fun with it. Every day, make a decision to do the right thing and have fun doing it. When you do, you will stop questioning yourself. You won't be concerned about not following the crowd. That just won't be important. You will be having so much fun doing what you're doing, you'll start to realize the benefits from it. And at that point, a whole new process comes into the picture, and that is passion. You will be passionate about your life, where it's going, what you're doing, how productive you're becoming, and the way you're feeling. When you get to the point that you're passionate about your own life, that following the crowd thing doesn't even exist anymore. And why would it? When you get to this point, you start looking back at other people. Let me throw in an analogy here. Let's say you're in your mid-20s and you go out all the time and you're partying and having a good time. You drink a little bit too much, you get silly, maybe you make a fool of yourself. Somewhere along the line, you decide, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. So you stop. But you still go out with your friends. Maybe you have one drink, or maybe you just drink a soft drink. But you watch them and you say, wow, look at them. That's who I used to be. And then you feel real good about yourself, because you're saying, even though I'm not following the crowd here, I'm not engaged in all that silliness. I don't feel silly about myself. I'm not looking at myself and saying, look at all the dumb things I did and who saw me do all those things. I'm in control of myself. I like what I'm doing. I like the way I feel. And I don't look like that anymore. And that's just what will happen when you get to this part of the program. You will say, I'm not following the crowd anymore. I'm not negative. I'm not saying the things I used to say. I'm not attacking other people. I'm not doing what I have to do to keep in step. I like my own steps, and I like them so much that I am unwilling to part with them. At that very moment, when you say that, I like what I'm doing and I'm unwilling to part with it, that much passion is in your life, you have now arrived at a point where your identity is becoming set, because you are protecting something that you never protected before. You will begin simplifying your life, and you will realize that you just got more creative, because your mind is not only making decisions, it's attaching itself to new ways of doing things. You don't mind change so much anymore, because part of the reason we don't like change is it has a tendency to disengage us from that social parade. When that happens and you do disengage, you have the ability to make decisions and to make those creative decisions that make you feel good about yourself. And now you have even more to protect. Now something wonderful happens. You begin to become more confident about yourself. You're not even worrying about making decisions because you lack the confidence to do it yourself. Now you can do it yourself. When you get that confidence, it paves the way for something special to happen, and that is now you have faith in yourself. When you get to that faith point, you're at a point in your life where your parade is set. You are leading your own parade. And then you realize that there's a new power source that's guiding your life. You feel stronger, more in control of yourself, a lot happier, much more productive, and you are embracing all these new things that come into your life. And now you infuse it with something that keeps you from going off track, and that's humility. This will keep you from going off track because it keeps you from thinking you're too powerful. We don't want to get to the point that we make mistakes because we think that nothing we do can be wrong. We can still make mistakes. So we infuse it with a little humility. We question ourselves, make sure that we're making the right decisions, and then we go forward. Oh, and by the way, as you know, if you read the book, one of the more endearing parts of the program is to get to the point that you love yourself. Well, if you like the life you created and you don't have to depend on someone else, that ability to love what you're doing begins. And when it does, obviously, you love yourself. When you start loving yourself, you can turn that love outward. It attaches to your in-service part of things, and you're loving not only yourself, but your world and the people in it. How's that for a new normal? So in the end, it's not about following the crowd. It's not about finding the new normal. You never, ever will. It's about creating the normal inside yourself. It's about becoming the person you want to be. And it's about having an actionable, workable program, a plan to get you from that point, the point where you are now, to the point that you become the person you want to be. This is not rocket science, people. It just takes a plan. I've outlined one here for you. Think about it. Become the person you want to be, not the person everyone else is becoming. There's a whole beautiful world inside you. All you have to do is stick to the plan and go get it. So make a decision to become the person you want to be. Use this simple guide I gave you. If you want the longer version, you'll find it in the Fix Yourself Handbook. And remember, the audiobook version is right around the corner. So until next time, everyone, here's to the power inside you. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to spend time with all of you. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Only you are the master of your own destiny. Be that master. Only you can change the world inside you. Be that change. Only you have the power to become the person you want to be. Be that person. You are limitless. Believe in yourself. Be.